Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Great. Dear ladies and gentlemen, thank you for the opportunity to share the thoughts and emphasize the topics which are important for us, but what we believe may be also important for you and globally. Estonia is a small country with only 1.3 million residents, and over half of us are living in the apartment buildings, which, because of their age, need to be renovated. Tackling this challenge together with private houses not only helps us to move towards climate neutrality through big potentiality to save energy in housing sector, but helps us to improve the living conditions at the same time of each household and minimize the energy poverty risk. On a governmental level, we need a clear and ambitious long-term strategy so every stakeholder can understand what the mutual goal is and what are the ways to get there. Estonia adopted long-term renovation strategy last year, and we see that combining different stable financial measures with powerful awareness-raising activities and technical help for the homeowners and tenants is the way to go. It helps to improve not only the conditions of the buildings and save energy, but also helps with affordability so the young people and vulnerable groups of the society could access the housing market. It is crucial to be inclusive as possible and communicate constantly in a clear and simple manner. The renovation itself should be as deep and comprehensive as possible, meaning that beside energy efficiency, the focus should also be on improving the whole quality of indoor climate, including sufficient ventilation and optimal temperature, therefore contributing to better health and living conditions. It is clear that in the COVID-19 pandemic situation, it's even more important. Besides that, it is important to deal with safety and accessibility issues as well, so that the 80 or 8-year-old handicapped or family with small children could access easily to their homes. Even though many regions in the world are expanding, there are also areas which are shrinking. We must deal with this trend also in a strategic and inclusive manner and not leave the people alone with higher costs because half of the building has become empty. There is need and opportunities for considering the population and infrastructure development principles in zoning and possibilities for concentrating to the town centers. In urban areas where the population is getting older and smaller, there is a need to not only demolish underused buildings, but also ensure full functionality of the urban space, using demolition as an opportunity to improve the availability of public services and the functions needed for the functioning of urban areas, by gathering these into synergistic spatial ecosystems. One of the key things to ensure synergies between the different policy areas of objectives is digitalization and innovation. And innovation must cover different areas like financial schemes, cooperative actions, technical solutions which consider changing climate and principles of circular economy, and tools for the citizens. Combining them all helps us to move towards better quality housing and living environment. And digitalization gives us the possibility to gather data in an effective and accurate way. And with that information, we can develop different services for the homeowners and tenants, which helps to motivate them to make quicker decisions to improve their living conditions and therefore save energy. And of course, digitalization helps also the governments so we can do better and more targeted decisions in a more efficient and quicker way. Therefore, we definitely welcome the principles, for example, 15-minute neighborhood, climate resilience, circular economy principles, etc., in the Action Plan 2030, and see its importance to make our living environment better in the future. Thank you for the attention.